Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Israel hadn't had it this good since the days of Joshua. Not only was the enemy neutralized, but, quote, Israel recovered its territory from the hands of the Philistines. Also, there was peace between Israel and the Amorites, 1 Samuel 7:14. Restoration, rest, and also righteousness, because, quote, Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. He went from year to year on a circuit to Bethel, Gilgal, and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places, verses 15 and 16. What could go wrong now? Ah, the clock was ticking. Quote, now it came to pass when Samuel was old, chapter 8, verse 1. He knew his time was limited. Who would look after things when he died? So, quote, he made his sons judges over Israel, verse 1. These two, Joel and Abijah, weren't under their father's watchful eye in the center of the country, but far to the south in Beersheba. And as is often the case, power corrupts. Quote, his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain, took bribes, and perverted justice, verse 3. The elders of Israel had enough. They'd seen this before with Eli's sons, for example. So they said to Samuel, quote, look, you're old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations, verse 5. Oh, I see. The problem is sons who aren't like their fathers. So, let's institutionalize the problem with a whole line of fathers and sons. But Samuel didn't like the suggestion for another reason. The elders weren't just rejecting Samuel's ministry and his son's behavior. As, quote, the Lord said to Samuel, heed the voice of the people in all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Verse 7. The voice of the people over God's is always an ill-fated choice. Why do we ever think our will is a better idea than His?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.